Hello and welcome to Love My Poland, and hello from Southern Tennessee in the United States. I am here on vacation with my family. We live right on the border between Alabama and Tennessee, and I have a really, really unique topic for you today because in the 20 years I've been teaching in Poland, 20 plus years, I get questions all the time about this area. Do we get so many tornadoes? Do we have so many hurricanes? Is what we see in the movies and on the news, is it really the case here? And I have to say, unfortunately, it is. In 2011, we had a terrible tornado come through and hit the area, Huntsville, Alabama. A neighborhood just a few miles from us was completely leveled. A lot of people died. It's tragic. And during that time, my parents decided to build a tornado shelter right here to protect all of us. And that tornado shelter is just right here behind me. You know, if you've seen the movie Twister from 1996, you probably remember that scene at the beginning where the little girl went down, the family went down, the father was trying to hold the roof of that tornado shelter tight, and unfortunately he was sucked out, and that kind of set the tone for the whole movie. We have to deal with that, and today I really want to tell you, I want to show you what an above ground tornado shelter looks like. This is ours. We're going to get right into this. I'm going to show you a few fascinating things. Let's get right to it. Alright, there it is. This rectangular metal box is what we depend on to stay safe, and it's guaranteed by the manufacturer to protect us from the largest of tornadoes, the F5. And they guarantee that it can withstand winds of 260 miles per hour, which is about 420 kilometers per hour, and it will even withstand the force of our house collapsing on top of it. Let's go inside and take a closer look at it. The first thing that hits me is that I feel completely closed in. I have to admit, I struggle with claustrophobia, so this is a little tough for me. But as I take my mind off my phobia, what mainly stands out is the solid, thick steel. The steel sides are a quarter inch thick, which is about 6.35 millimeters, and they are welded securely to thick steel pillars, and you really get the sense that this thing isn't moving. It's fastened securely by 24 bolts drilled and anchored into the concrete foundation. The manufacturer claims these bolts can withstand 16,000 pounds of stress pressure. It's amazing. It is 6 feet tall, 6 feet wide, and 4 feet deep. We've equipped the shelter with hard hats, safety vests, first aid kits, battery-powered lanterns, and we always keep a stock of bottled water for what should be only a few hours tops, hopefully. You might notice in the corner a stack of safes. We keep some of our most valuable possessions, mostly pictures and documents, in these safes. Under the bench seating area, we've got heavy hammers to help open the door if the door is blocked by debris. We've even got this handy tool that's made for prying open any jammed doors. You might be wondering where the air comes in, and I like how it's conveniently made with a protected vent to ensure air can flow in and nothing else. We make sure to store power banks to keep phones charged for radios and communications so the safety workers can rescue us. So let's imagine we hear the tornado sirens and the TV or radio has warned us to take cover. We run inside, slide the large door closed, and we hammer in these three red T-bolts until they're locked in place. I can only imagine at this point that people must do a lot of praying. Now, you're probably wondering how much something like this costs. Well, back in 2011, when my parents bought it, a shelter like this one went for around $8,000. But the government will subsidize a significant chunk of it. In our case, it was about 50%.
Well, thank you so much for watching this episode today. I really hope that some of you found it useful maybe or fascinating. If you have any other questions on this topic, maybe that I didn't address about this, put it in the comments section. Hopefully I'll be able to get to all of those and answer those questions for you. Thank you for being a part of this and for watching. If you're not subscribed, I'd love to have you. Just click the button right here on my tornado shelter so you don't miss out on future episodes. See you next time.